Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. It's not as though the markets needed any reason to be more jittery this morning. The government issued a statement about a half an hour ago that the nation's unemployment rate zoomed to a five-year high of 6.1%. Not a surprise exactly, but it was worse than economists had expected, and the markets are poised to close, on Wall Street anyway, sharply lower. There was a 3% decline yesterday. Sharply lower. There was a 3% decline yesterday on Wall Street, and that was matched by similar declines all across Asia and in Europe. Peter Morici, a professor at the University of Maryland School of Business, joins us now. So markets are very depressed, and this unemployment rate figure, 6.1%, a five-year high, suggests structurally there are not a lot of good signs in the economy right now. Peter?
That's right. The stimulus package gave us a lift in the second quarter, but that just put off the bad news. All the chickens have come home to roost. Rising oil prices, the banking crisis, collapsing home prices, and the surge of imports in recent years from China have combined to basically drive down consumption, and what we spend is going abroad. So employers are laying people off, sales are down, unemployment's up. In fact, if we factor in discouraged workers, it's not 6.1%, it's 7.7%.
And discouraged workers, describe what that category is.
Essentially, those are the people that have left the labor force. They're ceasing to look for jobs. The adult labor force participation rate has been falling over the last 8 years as the quality of jobs, the wages offered, goes down.
So let's talk a little bit about how this has affected sector by sector, if you can. We've been hearing headlines, of course, for the last year and a half of massive layoffs in the financial sector, and it hasn't been a good story out of Detroit in the auto industry, it seems, for about the same period of time. How is this reflected across the industrial sectors of the United States?
Well, what's going on in the financial sectors pales by comparison as to what's been going on in manufacturing. Manufacturing lost 61,000 jobs last month, and over the last 7 years, they've lost nearly 4 million jobs. Some of that is rising productivity, but more than half of that is the fact that we import, but we don't export. There's nothing wrong with importing things that are made more cheaply abroad, but we don't seem to make things the world wants to buy, or we don't make them and can't sell them because the rest of the world won't let them in.
You know, you mentioned productivity a moment ago, and I'm wondering if in an environment like this, when the government touts higher productivity, it's really just a euphemism for actually jettisoning workers and getting more for less.
No, I don't think so. Rising productivity is the key to economic growth, being more competitive abroad in the long run, and rising incomes. The real problem is that the economy has delivered good productivity growth for the last 7 years, and ordinary workers haven't participated. But also, you can't blame the mess in manufacturing most recently on rising productivity. In the second quarter, when we had that big number, 4.2%,
right,
manufacturing productivity actually fell, and they still laid off 61,000 people. The fact of the matter is we have a trade policy with China, Asia, in Japan, which permits them to close their markets to our products, but we are open to theirs. So we import, lose jobs here, but we don't sell them what we make well. For example, do you know we're building jets in China now simply because they won't let us sell jets made in North America there? We have to teach them how to do it. Another example is automobiles. Name me a Chinese-made car by a Chinese company that's exportable. There is none. But we're making cars there in China because they won't let us sell our cars there.
So all kinds of things are being exported. You know, it's interesting that the market this morning is poised to go down on these figures. It seemed over the last year that when unemployment is up, that the market actually reacts positively, as though that's some sort of cost-cutting move. Not the case today.
No, I think it's finally starting to come down, that if we don't have workers, we don't have consumers. If we don't have consumers, we don't have profits. If we don't have profits, that says a lot about the stock market. I mean, that's just as simple as it is. Somebody's got to make something and sell it for a profit if stock prices are going to go up. And with everybody laying people off all over the place, it's unlikely that's going to happen.
And that's why you're a professor at the University of Maryland School of Business. Thanks for settling that so succinctly. Peter Morici, thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. We'll see you again.
Thank you, Adora.
And now we're going to talk about the two men who say they both have plans.